Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding being delusional with respect to God, deluding oneself about God. In Arabic, the term used is al-ightiraru billah. So first let's look at what is the evil effects and consequences of this, and then in another hadith also narrated from Imam Ali, we'll look at precisely what this means. Imam Ali said the following. He said, "Verily, part of keeping oneself immune from sins is that you do not delude yourself about God." So, not being delusional about God, not entertaining false ideas about Him, is one way to stay away from sins. Right, so this concept, al-ightiraru billah, this is something important. It's a way to prevent oneself from sinning. But what exactly does it mean? Fortunately, in another hadith, we have been assisted by the Imam, and he has defined what exactly this means. Imam Ali said, "Verily, being under a delusion about God is when the servant persists in committing acts of disobedience and expects Allah to forgive him." So being delusional about God is entertaining a false idea and notion about God, and in such a way that this leads to the increase in sin. Like saying that no matter how much I sin, God is going to forgive me. For example, because His mercy is infinite, right? Certain people have good ideas about God, but they draw the wrong consequences from it. Like for example, a lot of people, and this is something, this is related to a theological problem. Some people say that, God, His mercy is infinite, right? His mercy is infinite. Therefore, it's impossible for there to be only one correct religion. How could we say that there's only one correct religion and that everybody else who doesn't follow this one religion, right, is going to go to hell? That's contrary to God's infinite mercy, right? Right, so building themselves on this, you know, this belief, which is correct, and we do believe that God's mercy is infinite, they draw an incorrect conclusion from it, right? So, or you know, they might apply that to themselves. They might say that, well, God, His mercy is infinite, or they might say this. They might say that, well, God doesn't need my worship, right? Why would He punish me, right? He would punish. The only time somebody punishes somebody or chastises somebody is when their acts have a certain effect on that person. Otherwise, if there's a being, right, another person, and your actions doesn't have any effect on him, neither positively nor negatively, why would that person care about you in any way? Why would your evil actions affect him, and why would he punish you? Doesn't make any sense, right? So these kind of correct ideas or propositions, incorrect conclusions and corollaries are drawn from them, and then this obviously leads to practical problems, practical spiritual problems, such as sinning or, harming other people, putting other people in danger, oneself and other people in danger, right? This is all wrong, right? So we should, be careful about drawing these incorrect conclusions and falling into sin and mistakes in this way. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at being deluded with respect to God, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.